Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive? This time we're heading over to YouTube Shorts where things are getting really interesting.
Yeah, things are really heating up over there, especially with these new AI tools that Google is rolling out.
AI-powered video creation. Sounds kind of futuristic, right? But it's happening now. We're going to break it all down for you.
We're going to try to, at least.
We've got some great sources lined up, a blog post from the YouTube team themselves, and a summary article that really digs into what this means for creators and viewers.
And I think what's really going to blow some minds is this new tech called VO2. It's developed by Google DeepMind, and it can actually create entire video clips just from text prompts.
Hold on, wait a second. So we're not just talking about adding some cool AI-generated backgrounds to your shorts anymore. VO2 can generate whole scenes.
You got it. Imagine needing a shot of, say, a bustling marketplace in Marrakech, but you can't hop on a plane. You just type busy marketplace in Marrakech at sunset into VO2, and it generates that scene for you.
Okay, that's seriously impressive. I mean, that's a game changer for creators who don't have huge budgets or access to certain locations.
Absolutely. It's a total game changer. Yeah.
So the YouTube blog post also mentions DreamScreen, which is their AI-powered background generator. It looks like they've given DreamScreen a major upgrade using this VO2 AI.
And the way VO2 works is fascinating. It's been trained on tons and tons of real-world video footage. That means it can create movements and visuals that look incredibly natural, like way beyond what we've seen before.
It sounds pretty user-friendly, too. You type in what you want, and VO2 handles the rest. Plus, you can customize things like style, lens, even cinematic effects. It's like having your own virtual film crew.
Yeah, pretty much. But with all this talk about amazing visuals, we can't forget about the bigger picture. I mean, there are some ethical considerations that come along with AI-generated content becoming so prevalent.
Yeah, for sure. The summary article actually touches on that, highlighting how this kind of tech is making it even harder to tell what's real and what's AI-generated.
It's getting tricky. But that's where Synthite comes in. It's a tool developed by Google that embeds a digital watermark into AI-generated videos. You can't see it, but software can detect it, so you know if a video was created using AI.
It's like a label that says, hey, this was made with AI. Transparency is so important as this technology evolves.
Definitely. We need to be able to distinguish between real and AI-generated content. It's about maintaining trust as we enter this new era of content creation, especially when it comes to stuff like misinformation.
Absolutely. So the blog post says this feature is being rolled out in phases, starting with the US, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand.
That makes sense. It gives Google a chance to gather feedback, refine the technology, work out any kinks before they release it more broadly.
It feels like this update is just the beginning. I'm really curious to see where this technology goes and how creators are going to use it to push the boundaries of what's possible.
Yeah, same here. This is a whole new world of creative potential, but it also comes with some big questions, like how will we make sure this technology is used responsibly? How will it change the way we understand what's real and what's not? It's a pretty exciting and maybe even a little unsettling time to be exploring AI.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the technology itself. It's about how it's going to change the way we create, the way we tell stories, the way we see the world. Really interesting stuff.
Really interesting stuff, and we've only just scratched the surface.
Well, on that note, why don't we take a break and then dive into some of the specific ways this update is shaking things up in the world of short-form video content in part two of this deep dive. Hashtag TTS, the deep dive episode 2025 ZO2 14, part two of three.
You know that summary article we have? It really dives into just how significant this update from YouTube is. It's calling it a massive leap forward in AI-driven content creation.
Oh, yeah, it does. I like that phrase they use, injecting state-of-the-art AI video directly into the workflows of content creators.
Yeah, that's a good one. And it really emphasizes how we're moving past AI just creating backgrounds. Now, it can generate those full-blown clips, scenes, just like what we were talking about with VO2.
One thing that stood out to me, though, was the article also pointed out some potential downsides, things we haven't really talked about yet.
Yeah, that's true. They bring up the fact that while these advancements could blur the already fuzzy lines between real and AI content even further.
Right. And that's a real concern. As AI gets more and more sophisticated, it's going to be even harder to tell what's real and what's not. And I mean, you can just imagine how this tech could be misused.
Exactly. And that's why that transparency that Synthite offers is so important. It's like a step towards helping viewers navigate this whole, I don't know, the complex media landscape out there.
For sure, for sure. But on a more positive note, the article also highlights how this update is going to make video production way more accessible and efficient, right? They call it a significant leap in AI-driven content creation.
Yeah, and I think that's a really crucial point. It could open up so many doors for aspiring creators, people who maybe wouldn't have had the chance to make videos before.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Think about students using this tech to make documentaries for school, or small business owners creating like really high quality marketing videos, things they might not have been able to afford before.
Right, exactly. And they even go as far as to say that this update is reshaping the landscape of short form media, which is a pretty bold statement.
It is bold, but I think they might be right. You know, we're really seeing a shift in how videos are made and how people watch them. And YouTube is like right at the center of it all.
It's all happening so fast.
I know. It's almost hard to keep up with all the new stuff coming out. But I mean, that's kind of what makes these deep dives so fun, right? We get to explore this cutting edge technology and try to figure out how it's all going to impact our lives.
Exactly. And we're doing it together with you, the listener. We want you to be a part of this too. What are your thoughts on all of this? What stands out to you about these new AI tools? What are your thoughts on how they could be used, maybe for good or bad? Let us know.
We want to hear from you. Leave us a comment, send us a message. Let's keep this conversation going. But for now, I think it's time to move on to the final part of our deep dive. We'll bring everything together and talk about what the future might hold for this really game-changing technology. Hashtag TTS, the deep dive episode, 2025-0214, part 3 of 3. All right, so we've spent this whole deep dive exploring Google's new AI tools for YouTube Shorts. We've talked about a lot.
We have, yeah. From the tech behind VO2 all the way to how it might impact creators and viewers and, I mean, even society in general.
Right, big picture stuff. So let's maybe try to summarize, like, what are the key takeaways here? What should our listeners really be thinking about?
Oh, I think the first thing is just, like, how quickly AI is changing video creation and YouTube. They're right at the forefront of that whole thing.
And they're really pushing the boundaries. And these tools like, what was it, Dream Screen, powered by VO2, it's amazing. Now anyone can make professional-looking video content, even if they don't have a lot of experience or money.
It's true. It's really kind of leveling the playing field, you know, giving anyone the power to tell their story, share their ideas.
And we can't forget about SynthID either, right? That's a really important step towards addressing, like, all the ethical questions that come up with AI-generated content.
Definitely. SynthID means more transparency. It helps viewers know what they're watching, whether it's real or made with AI. That's so important for building trust.
Couldn't agree more. As we move into this new era of AI-powered creation, it all comes down to trust.
And we have to remember, too, that we're still in the early stages here. I mean, this tech is just going to keep getting more powerful, more intuitive. Who knows what's next?
That's what's so exciting. The possibilities really do seem endless. But of course, with all this excitement, there's also a need to, you know, be thoughtful.
To really think about the implications. What could go wrong? How do we make sure it's used responsibly?
Exactly. Exactly. Like AI-generated videos, they're going to get more and more realistic, and we'll need to be able to tell the difference.
We have to be able to spot what's real and what's not. And I think that's where media literacy comes in, you know, educating ourselves and others.
Yeah, it's on all of us to really understand this technology and have these conversations about the role AI is going to play in our lives.
Before we wrap up, I kind of want to leave our listeners with one last thought, something to ponder.
Okay, go for it. I'm always up for a good brain teaser.
So as these AI tools become more and more sophisticated, how do you think that's going to change our relationship with creativity? Will it, you know, will it help us express ourselves in new ways? Or will it, I don't know, will it make everything kind of start to look the same?
That's a really interesting question. It makes you think about the balance between, like, human creativity and AI assistance. Where does one end and the other begin?
And how will that change how we value originality, authenticity? You know, in a world where anyone can make amazing visuals just by typing a few words.
It's a tough question, but it's an important one. And it's one we all need to be thinking about as AI becomes more and more a part of our lives.
We hope this deep dive has given everyone some food for thought. It's a really fascinating time to be exploring all of this, that's for sure.
For sure. And remember, at the end of the day, technology is a tool. It's up to us to use it wisely, ethically. And who knows, maybe we can even use it to make the world a better place.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI-powered video creation. We encourage you to stay curious, stay engaged, and keep exploring.
Absolutely. And until next time, keep those creative sparks flying.